You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on CDO Sports. Thanks for joining us this week five of local high school football. As tonight we have Delhi traveling over the hill to take on the host Unitego Spartans. The Spartans are ranked 11th in New York State Class D this week with a record of 4-0, 2-0 in the division. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center Kickoff Show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Set to be a nice one here tonight. Delhi, a team that's been scrappy and, you know, has played very well in the early part of the season, got that huge upset win over BG a couple of weeks ago. Unitego has been rolling along with that great pass offense. Should be a tough task for Delhi to stop here tonight. We'll come back, we'll break it all down, and we'll have Unitego and Delhi. You're listening to live high school football tonight here on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans, too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. A beautiful night for football here at Unitego High School as it's Unitego hosting Delhi here in week five of high school football. Thanks for joining us tonight. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. And Delhi comes in with a record of 1-3. They're 1-1 in the division. Their one division win was a huge win down at BG 2 weeks ago on a last second play where Nate Dennison was able to catch pretty much a Hail Mary pass, take it away from BG defender, rip it out of his hands, and run it in for a 26-21 win there for Delhi. So that was their one win of the season. On the flip side, you look at Unitego as they come out here. A huge round of applause as they come out onto the field under the lights here, running through a stream of youth football players and also cheerleaders and a Spartan mascot carrying a big Spartan flag. They're 4-0, 2-0 in the division. And, you know, I'm interested to see how they will play here tonight because they have to be looking ahead on the schedule. Looming next week is a date with Walton. Both teams are state-ranked right now. Walton is 8th, Unitego is 11th in the latest New York State Sports Writers Class D poll. Both teams are undefeated. Of course, Walton will play Deposit Hancock tomorrow in Walton, and a game we'll have here on CDO tomorrow afternoon. But both of those teams, you have to wonder, are they looking ahead to next week? And are they overlooking the opponent they have? If you're Walton tomorrow, you have a very tough one with Deposit Hancock, a team that beat you 13-12 last year. And I'm sure that Walton's going to want some revenge in that game. If you're Unitigo here, you have a game against a team like Delhi, a scrappy upstart team on the road, and it's Delhi football. You know what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball and go right up the middle on you and try to spread it out a little bit when they can with quarterback Dylan Cumpston and running back Trey Mostert. So it'll be interesting to see what Delhi does here tonight, and it'll be interesting to see if Unitigo is overlooking Delhi, maybe looking ahead for Walton, as I said, next week, or if the offense will continue to click right along. Unitigo is 4-0 with wins over Sydney, Green, Deposit Hancock, and BG. Of course, way back in week one, Unitigo able to knock off Sydney 26-18 in a very nice game there we had on CDO. 21-6 over Green the following week here in Unitigo. Then they traveled down the road to Hancock to take on the Eagles and beat them 41-18. And then last week, a 36-16 win at BG there for Unitigo. So 4-0, 2-0 in the division for Unitigo. If you're Unitigo, you have so many weapons, starting at the quarterback, of course, with Josh Firebend, and his main weapon, Tanner Winchester. 19 catches, 426 yards so far on the season. That's good for 22.5 yards per catch. He also has 6 touchdowns so far on the season. Now, nobody in the local listening area here has gone over 100 yards receiving in the area since way back in 2005. That's when Sydney's Pat Simons caught 52 passes for just over 1,000 yards, about 1,038. Of course, that's the year Sydney went on to win the New York State Class D State Championship. And so far this season, you have two guys locally, one from UV and, of course, Winchester from Unitigo, that have a chance possibly to go over 1,000 yards if they can keep it up. The other is Unadilla Valley's Ryan Postma. He has 13 catches for 493 yards. That's 38 yards per catch and 7 touchdowns. As the Storm got a huge win over Sydney last weekend, and they will play BG tonight. So if Postma can keep up those numbers, that could be absolutely huge for him and Winchester, as they will look to get over 1,000 yards to help lead their team. For Unitigo also, of course, another huge weapon is Ryan Marzell. Marzell caught a 90-yard bomb last weekend, and also a 30-yarder, so he had 2 touchdowns, one in the first half, one in the second half there in that win over BG. So Marzell has 6 touchdowns on the season. Just so many weapons for Unitigo between Winchester and Marzell. Of course, Kyle Spaulding caught a touchdown last week as well. And also, you have the running back, Nate Wilsey, which has over 150, he has over 150 yards rushing so far this season. So Unitigo, ranked 11th in the state, a lot of weapons for them to use here tonight against Delhi. So that should be interesting to see. We'll step away. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more here on our pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on CDO Sports.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney has incredible specials you won't want to miss. Thursdays, you'll love Angus & Ale's famous large chicken wings during wing night. Then Fridays, enjoy fresh fish of the day. And Saturday night features mouth-watering prime Angus prime rib. Don't forget our lunch club, too. Buy 9 lunches and get one free. Plus, the holidays will be here before we know it. And with our variety of catering choices, we can make your holiday parties stress-free. Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney, open at 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 604-4273.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Almost kickoff time here at Unitigo High School as both teams' captains marching out on the 50-yard line for the coin toss. Good chance to get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of CDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Just wrapping things up here in our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show tonight. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Some other games going on around the area tonight for local high school football teams that you might want to keep an eye on. Of course, we will try to find out scores for you as well, as more games are certainly on Friday this week than on Saturday. Some other local teams, of course, BG traveling up to the New Berlin area to take on Unadilla Valley. Sydney is down in Binghamton taking on the Seton Catholic Saints there. Green is at Lansing, and Norwich is at Chittenango. Tomorrow, Dryden is at Oneonta just up the road here. Cander is at Harpersville Afton, and Deposit Hancock is at Walton, a game we will have here at 1:30 on CDO with a pregame show of 1:15. So Unitigo in the dark uniforms here tonight, the dark green with the black pants, the white helmet with the U on it, Delhi, and their white uniforms here tonight, the white helmet and the white pants as well. Getting set for kickoff here after the captains are all set at midfield. Both teams getting their final instructions. Delhi with new head coach Matt Newman getting some final instructions, and Frank McCroney on the other side talking to his crew as they get set to try to stay undefeated on the season, 4-0 overall, 2-0 in the division, looking for their fifth win of the season. Unitigo, of course, all the way to the Section 4 championship game last season, and looking to perhaps do that again this season. A stable of talent over there, and I'm sure the expectations are very high for the Spartans. So both teams getting ready to kick off here and set the tone as Delhi will kick the ball off to start things. And Unitigo will receive back deep is Tanner Winchester, as Unitigo will go right to left to start things off here, of course, in the dark home uniforms. And Delhi will kick off going left to right. Kicking off for Delhi is Matt Inst. Inst, a linebacker, plays both ways. Big number 72 kicking off here for Delhi. We saw him do a great job a couple of weeks ago against BG. As we'll get things underway here between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Beautiful night for football. Thanks for joining us here on CDO or on WCDOsports.com. And the kickoff from Inst. A long ball will trickle down to the 10, maybe the 5-yard line, where it will go out of play. And a flag there to start things off, as Unitigo will have good starting position here with junior quarterback Josh Firebend. So Firebend marching out with his Unitigo troops. As we talked about in the pregame show, lots of weapons there with Marzell, with Winchester, with Nate Wilsey. And Unitigo will start at the 20-yard line after the ball going out of bounds on the opening kick. So Firebend will march up to the line. Actually, the ball will be starting here from the 35 because of the ball rolling out on the opening kick. So excellent field position here for Unitigo to start things off. So Firebend usually goes with the shotgun. Now he's under center. We'll hand off to Winchester on first down. He'll pick up five. There's 10. Now 15 yards. Cuts back to midfield. Winchester down the left side on the first play of the game to the 20, to the 10. And Winchester will score on the first play of the game for the Unitigo Spartans. And it's 6-0. Tanner Winchester just outrunning the Delhi Bulldogs defense down the left side. Made a nice cutback from the right side of the field to the left side of the field, and an early score here for Unitigo. Just 14 seconds into the contest, and we saw Unitigo practicing that play in the pregame with Firebend under center, faked a little handoff, gave it to Winchester, and he was off to the races. So 11:46 to go in the first quarter, and Unitigo scores on their first play of the game. Firebend is in for the extra point. Kick is down and up, and it is good. And Unitigo will have a 7-0 lead just 14 seconds into the game. Heck of a way to start here for the Unitigo Spartans. Delhi will have to regroup here as they will get the ball on offense. We'll step away with the score Unitigo 7, Delhi nothing. You're listening to live high school football tonight here on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Dylan Cumpston will return the kickoff here for Delhi. He'll pick up about 10 on the play there, and so it's a Unitigo 7-0 lead, and we are just about 20 seconds into the contest. First play of the game, a 70-yard touchdown run for Tanner Winchester for Unitigo. He continues his hot season. Just a nice play, went to his right as Unitigo was going right to left, then cut back to his left and just was able to get ahead of the Delhi defense and off to the races down that left wing side. And here's Cumpston on first down with a handoff for Delhi as they start at their own 30-yard line going left to right. Maybe a pickup of one here by Trey Mossert for the Delhi Bulldogs. So Mossert with a gain of one on first down. So it'll be about a 2nd and 9 here for the Bulldogs in their road. White uniforms here, the white helmets and the white pants going left to right there on their own 30-yard line here. Cumpston is back in the shotgun. Mossert to his right. They'll pass on first down, and they'll get it out to the near side, and a nice pass, and up the middle they go, and that'll be a first down here for Delhi as Nick Marino with a little 11-yard gainer right in the middle of the field up to the Delhi 42-yard line. So Marino with a nice catch there, picking up 11 on the play. And so it'll be a 1st and 10 now for Delhi as they go left to right. Ball on their own 42. 10:45 to go, first quarter. Unitigo scoring on their first play of the game. They lead 7-0 on a Tanner Winchester touchdown. Here's a fumble on the first down snap there to Cumpston. He's able to fall on it. Loss on the play, and that'll bring up a 2nd and long here for the Delhi Bulldogs as they go left to right. 10:30 to go, first quarter. Unitigo leading 7-0. Now the Delhi sideline actually holding up signs here to signal their guys the plays from the side, it looks like. Very fun and interesting system there. So a 2nd and long here for Delhi. Looks like about a 2nd and 16. Back in the shotgun, Cumpston will pass to his left as Delhi goes left to right. Pass is complete to Trey Mossert on the far side. Then he lost it, but the ball goes out of bounds. And so maybe a pickup of 2 there on the play. That'll bring up a 3rd and long with 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. So about a 2-yard pickup there on the catch by Mossert. And so now a 3rd and long, about a 3rd and 15 here for Delhi as they are trying to get their way back up towards midfield after that first nice pass to Nick Marino to pick up a 1st down. 10 minutes to go here, first quarter. Unitigo on top, 7-0 at home, 11th-ranked team in the state. Delhi on a 3rd and long. And Cumpston is flushed out of the pocket and tries to whip one over towards the Delhi bench. Nobody there, though. And the ball will go out of bounds. So that'll bring up a 4th down here for the Bulldogs. And it looks like they will have to punt it away. Bulldogs on their own 35-yard line will punt this one away to Tanner Winchester, who is deep back at the Unitigo 30-yard line. And Inst is in to punt it away here for the Bulldogs. 9:55 to go in this first quarter. And it's a 7-0 lead for the Spartans over the Bulldogs. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. I'm Nate Lull. Whether you're joining us on 100.9 FM or if you're joining us on WCDOsports.com. Winchester will field this one back at his own 25. Little juke move goes to the right and now to the 30, up to the 40-yard line. Winchester finally pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line. 9:42 to go in this first quarter, and that'll be good field position once again for Unitigo to start things off at their own 45 after a nice 15-yard return there for Tanner Winchester. Delai had good coverage, and he was just able to slip through that first line of tacklers, get to the outside, and pick up a few extra yards. 9:42 to go first quarter. Unitigo is on top of Delhi, 7-0 after scoring on the first play of their first drive. Firebent back in the shotgun, throws to Ryan Marzell, complete at midfield. Now to the left side, to the 45 and to the 40. He's at the 35 and finally pushed out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. A great pickup there from Firebent to Marzell, a nice connection. 9:34 to go first quarter. So that's where we're more accustomed to seeing Firebend is back in the shotgun. Pickup of about 15 yards there for Unitigo. So Unitigo now, their own 35-yard line. After a 15-yard pickup to Marzell, they'll keep it on the quarterback keeper, this time to Firebend, and he'll pick up maybe 2 yards on the rush there on a first down. So Firebend on the little QB keeper after faking the snap. So Marzell gets Unitigo into Delhi territory. This will bring up second down in about 5 yards. Firebend is back under center, rolls out to his right, makes a motion on where he wants his man to go. That's Winchester into the back of the end zone, floats it up in a TD here for the Spartans to make it 13-0 with 8:57 to go in the first quarter. Firebend just rolled out to his right and really didn't have much going as Delhi had good defensive coverage there. And then he just motioned where he wanted Winchester to go, floated it up, and into the back of the end zone for a 35-yard TD catch there for Tanner Winchester. Actually, his first reception of the night after the first one was a run. And so a TD for him, Firebend on for the extra point, puts it up. And that is good. And Unitigo, with 8:57 to go in the first quarter, has jumped out to a 14-0 lead on 2 touchdowns by Tanner Winchester. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. The Spartans are rolling early in this one on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. And I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And Unitigo kicking off now to Delhi. And this one blocked, actually. Firebend is able to cover this one up. It actually went off of a Delhi player, bounced up into the air, and Firebend was able to catch it. And Unitigo will have possession of the ball. So kind of a accident play there. Bounces off a Delhi player and back to Unitigo. And they will hold on to possession here with 8:54 to go in the first quarter. And a 14-0 lead after 2 touchdowns by Tanner Winchester so far tonight. For Unitigo, that gives him 8 touchdowns on the season. And that will bring him up around the lead with Ryan Postuma from Unadilla Valley, depending on what he's doing against BG here tonight. Those two came in neck and neck for the touchdown lead in the early going of this season. So a handoff on first down now for Unitigo, and that's Nate Wilsey up the middle for a gain of 1 on the play. 8:40, clock is ticking here, first quarter at Unitigo, and the Spartans are up 14-0 thanks to 2 touchdowns by Tanner Winchester. And as Unitigo kicked off there, it bounced off a Delhi player and right back to the Spartans. So they get a lucky break there. And the offense continuing to tick as Firebend lofts one up down the far side. And Nate Dennison is there for Delhi. Tips off his fingertips and back down to the turf. And that'll bring up a third down here for Unitigo, as again they were looking down the right wing side for Tanner Winchester. So last week it was two touchdowns for Ryan Marzell, and this week they've gone to two touchdowns to Tanner Winchester so far in the contest. So this will bring up third and 10 here for Unitigo. They go right to left there at their own 46-yard line after that kickoff little mishap there that actually went the way of Unitigo on the bounce. Firebend drops back at his own 40, throws up over the middle and a little too tall there for his intended receiver, and that'll bring up fourth down as he was trying to hook up with Derek Beams, number 81, across the middle. That'll bring up a fourth down, 8:15 to go in the first quarter, and you have to think Delhi, a nice stop there after things haven't gone their way. They're just looking for a way to settle in and get into this game. We know they're a good defensive team. Held Walton scoreless through the first three drives they had last week before the Warriors could really get it going. And so now Firebend will fake the punt on fourth down. Loft one up looking for Winchester. Catches it and into Delhi territory and down to the 25-yard line. And they'll continue the drive. So Unitigo just rolling the dice, very confident in what they're doing. And Firebend, that's what you get, I guess, when your quarterback is also your punter and your kicker. An easy fake there, and he lofts it up, and Winchester pulls it down for about a 30-yard gain. And so Winchester, two catches tonight, one of 35, one of 30, and a 70-yard run as well. So he has had the ball sent his way a number of times so far here tonight. So that's a first down and 10, and they'll pick up maybe one on the play there to Wilsey. 7:45 to go, first quarter. Unitigo driving again. They're into Delhi territory, down to the 25-yard line. Firebend back in the shotgun. He's got Winchester in motion. Direct snap to him to the outside. Tries to leap up over a Delhi defender, and he's knocked out of bounds down at the 10-yard line here. Unitigo driving towards the red zone once again. 7:32 to go, first quarter. Unitigo on top of Delhi, 14-0. First down now for Unitigo as Winchester got just enough there as he leapt up over the Delhi defense. Winchester is to the right now. They'll throw it up. It's tipped and intercepted here by Delhi. Firebend was looking for Winchester, and it got tipped at the line. And Delhi able to come away with a big play there to stop Unitigo as they were knocking on the door once again. 7:16 to go in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs are able to stand as it's an INT for Unitigo. Firebend's pass just couldn't get through the line. Was tipped high in the air, and Delhi was some good awareness there. They will take over deep in their own territory, as that was Brendan Carnes with the interception. And so Cumston back under center. He's got some pressure. Gives it to Trey Mosser to the outside. Maybe a gain of one on the play here for Delhi as they go left to right. 7:10 to go in the first quarter. They trail 14-0. That'll bring up a second and 10 here for the Delhi Bulldogs. So Mosser, two catches so far for Delhi on the night, only picking up about 3 yards so far. 7:10 to go, first quarter, as Delhi pinned deep after a interception there in their own end, but they were able to stop that Unitigo drive, so an excellent job there. Is Brendan Cairns, an interception for the Bulldogs. They try to run on second down to the left side as they go left to right, and tackled down there by the Unitigo defense. That'll bring up a third down and 10. Nice play by the Spartans to sniff that one out, as that was Ethan Barber sneaking through the line and was able to pull down Mossert there for only about a gain of one. So now a third and 10 here for Delhi. 6:40 to go, first quarter. They trail 14-0. Ball on their own 5-yard line. Dylan Cumston, the QB, pretty much back on his own goal line. He will throw to the near side. Nowhere to go as Unitigo wrapping up the Delhi offense there as they tried to pass it out to the near side. Nowhere to go for Nick Marino. Nice job by Unitigo to wrap it up, and Delhi will have to punt it away. As that was Dawson Wilsey in on the tackle there for the Spartans. 6:10 to go, first quarter, and Delhi will have to punt it away from their own end zone. Winchester standing back at the Delhi about 40-yard line. as Inst is in to punt it away here for the Bulldogs. Can he get it off? Yes, he does. A high punt up into the lights here at Unitigo. This one will bounce down, and Delhi will touch it there, and it will go to the 30-yard line, and that'll bring up the whistle. 5:47 to go, first quarter, and Unitigo on top. 14-0 over Delhi. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, Unitigo with good field position to start things off. And on first down, Ryan Marzell picks up 10. And now they're a first and 10 again on their 25-yard line for Unitigo as they try to go for the end zone once again up over the head of sophomore Mike Rose cutting across the middle. 5:19 to go here. First quarter, Unitigo leading 14-0. And they're into Delhi territory again, down about the 23-yard line. And this will bring up second and 10 after Ryan Marzell picked up a first down on the first play after the punt. So Josh Firebent, junior QB, back in the shotgun. He'll hand off to Nate Wilsey, who just pounds his way up the middle. He'll pick up a first down all the way down to the Delhi 5-yard line here with the clock continuing to tick down towards 5 minutes. So that was Nate Wilsey's second carry of the night. He's got about 11 yards so far on the evening, and a first down here for Unitigo. Firebend is back in the shotgun. He's got two receivers to his right, two to his left. Flag on the play. They throw to the near side for Marzell. Little juke move to the outside, and he's able to stiff-arm a tackler and dives his way towards the end zone, but he's going to be down at the one-yard line here. We'll see what the flag on the play is with 4:56 to go in the first quarter. Marzell kind of making something out of nothing there as Delhi pretty much had him dead to rights in the backfield. He was able to make his way down towards the goal line and was out at about the one or two on that first down, but the Zebra crew hasn't made a call here quite yet. 4:56 to go, first quarter, 14-0 lead for Unitigo over Delhi. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO or CDOsports.com. Great, beautiful night here for football. We've been blessed with a lot of great weather so far this fall, knock on wood, of course. This will be an offside call on Delhi, so Unitigo will be able to pick up the gain by Marzell, and this will give them a nice opportunity right on the goal line. This will be a second and goal here. Firebend back in the shotgun is the ball down on about the Delhi 2-yard line as Unitigo goes right to left. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. They'll hand it off to Wilsey up the gut. Touchdown, Unitigo, with 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. That'll make it 20-0, the Spartans on top of the Bulldogs. So Nate Wilsey, with about a 2-yard run, will pick up the TD. And Wilsey just ran that one right up the gut, pretty much untouched. And now Firebend will not take the extra point this time. This time it'll be by Damian Whitehill. Archibald will come in. And the lefty tries the extra point. This one is up, and it is good. And things are rolling here tonight for Unitigo as they get the extra point. 4:50 to go in the first quarter, and it's the Spartans on top 21-0 over visiting Delhi. We'll step away here on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563 303-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And Trey Mossert with a nice return here for Delhi is welcome back here on CDO, and Mossert will just bull his way up to about the Delhi 42 as they go left to right, and they will start there with 4:39 to go first quarter in Unitigo with a 21-0 lead. Two touchdowns by Tanner Winchester through the air and one to Nate Wilsey on the ground. Winchester with a 70-yard little kind of direct snap run and then about a 35-yarder from Firebend, and then Nate Wilsey right up the gut from about 2 yards out gives Unitigo this 21-0 lead. And now Nate Dennison with a nice first down catch and run will get all the way up to the Unitigo 32-yard line as he caught the ball coming across the middle of the field at about the 45, bobbled it, was able to hold on, and then right up the gut. And that'll bring up a first down for Delhi as 4:30 to go in the first quarter. They trail 21-0, but they have a nice series going here. So a gain of about 15 on the play there. And Nate Dennison, who was the hero against BG 2 weeks ago, comes up with a nice play for the Bulldogs. And now we'll see what the Spartans defense has in store. And now a direct snap here to Cumston. Didn't really have anywhere to go. Rolled to his left and pulled down after a gain of about one. 4:05 to go in this first quarter. Delhi trails 21-0. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll bring you all the action here under the lights at Unitigo. Of course, Unitigo, a big night here, inducting their first class to the Hall of Distinction. We'll talk a little bit more about that. So, had a nice dinner here in the school cafeteria for community members, and now football here tonight under the lights. On a second down, Delhi will throw it out to the left side. They'll get up to about the 30-yard line. That'll bring up a third down as they pass to the outside. And that'll bring up a third and short here as Tony Marzullo had the catch. Didn't have a lot of room, but was able to work his way up along that left wing sideline for a gain of about four. So Marzullo getting his first catch of the evening. 3:10 to go, first quarter. And now about a third and five here for Delhi as they're in Unitigo territory for the first time tonight. Ball on the 30-yard line as they go left to right. They trail 21-0. 3 minutes to left in the corner. And the pitch out to Trey Mossert. Nowhere to go as Unitigo is there to wrap him up at the knees. Nice individual play there by Nate Wilsey to get over and pull him down by the ankles. 2:45 to go in the quarter, and that'll bring up about a 4th and 9. A loss of 4 on the play there for Delhi. And we'll see what they do here. First-year head coach Matt Newman sending in the play for the Bulldogs. Two receivers to the left, two to the right here for Delhi on fourth down. Looks like they will go to it, and Dylan Cumston is back standing on his own 41. He gets the snap, throws to the outside. Good ball here, and it looks like they'll grab a first down. It's going to be close, as again they went to the outside. And a nice just kind of drifting play. We saw them practicing that. Tony Marzullo, the junior wide receiver, came down with it and gets it all the way up to the 25-yard line. And that'll be a first down. No, actually, it'll be a little short, so Unitigo will take over. That one had to be pretty close as Marzullo hauled it in. I'd say he came up about a yard short there, but a nice executed play there for Delhi, just coming up a little short on fourth down. So 2:14 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo will take back over in their own end on their own 25. Firebend is under center as they go right to left. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, as they pass to the left side here for Ryan Marzell. And the senior does a little 360. He's going to reverse fields from the left to the right. Marzell is still on his feet. Now he's finally tripped up, now still going, and pushed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. So Marzell had to do a lot of work there to pick up about 5 yards on the play after the catch there from Fireman. So Marzell, his second catch of the night. He has 20 yards receiving. Of course, his wide receiver counterpart, Tanner Winchester, already with 2 touchdowns tonight. Nate Wilsey, the other one, on the ground for Unitigo, as they have had a very successful first quarter here with a minute 30 to go as they go right to left. Firebend under center, now into the shotgun, back on his own 30-yard line. Unitigo looked to air it out here to the near side and just through the fingertips there of a wide-open Unitigo wide receiver there in Jared Jones, and the senior, 6'1", 155, had some room. Maybe lost it in the lights there, probably pretty hard to see. Went through his fingertips, and that'll bring up third down here for the Spartans with a minute 17 to go in the first quarter. So Unitigo looking to get a few other guys involved here. And Jones had a good read on that one. Delhi in good position had he made the catch. Now a quarterback keeper here for Firebent. He's going to pick up the first down. He's still on his feet and all the way to the 40. He's into Delhi territory, to the 30, to the 20. Firebent, a little cutback move, and he will find Pater. And a touchdown here for Unitigo as Firebent runs it from his own end of the field down with 1 minute to go. And here in the first quarter, and that'll be a touchdown for Unitigo. Delhi player is down on the field after the play as Unitigo is able to score to make it 27-0 here with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Delhi player is down at his own 40-yard line on the Unitigo touchdown. We'll step away as fireworks popping off in the air here at Unitigo. They lead 27-0. With a minute to go in the first quarter here on CDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire. Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Friday night football under the lights here at Unitigo as the Spartans ripping off a 65-yard touchdown run there for Josh Firebent to make it 27-0. We haven't had the extra point yet. A Delhi player down at the 40-yard line back in Delhi territory. We will wish him the best and hope that he can get up here. In the meantime, let's talk about a few other things. We mentioned it before, Unitigo inducting their first Hall of Distinction class here tonight. They had a chicken barbecue dinner in the high school cafeteria here tonight. One name that you might recognize is New York State Assemblyman Cliff Crouch. He is a Unitigo alum, and he was inducted in this first class here tonight to the Unitigo Hall of Distinction. He was a 63 graduate of Unadilla High School. The other names on the list here, Richard Licht, a 1980 graduate of Unitigo. Two other names on the list here, F. Perry Secor. Secor graduated from Unadilla High School in 1927, was also the postmaster in Otigo and had several military honors as well. And Irma Bell Sheldon. Sheldon, who graduated from Otigo in 1949, was a decorated student during her high school days, played basketball, National Honor Society, and a good community member here in the Otigo and Unadilla area. One other Unitigo note to pass along, the Unitigo Q and Curtain will be presenting The Music Man on October 24th and 25th at 7 p.m. and October 26th at 2 p.m. at Unitigo Junior Senior High School. Tickets are available here at the high school or at the House of Consignment in Unadilla. And the times you can pick up the tickets at the House of Consignment are Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4. So Unitigo leading 27-0. Here over Delhi. I think Delhi just trying to settle in here as Unitigo really came out ready for this game. I'm sure fired up a huge home crowd here tonight, and their offense has really been rolling, and Delhi searching for a way to stop all the weapons that are out there for Unitigo. So a Delhi player still down on the field, hurt here. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and keep you updated here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on WCDO. Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios down in Sydney. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter at Unitigo High School. Josh Firebend, a touchdown for Unitigo, a quarterback keeper where he ran about 70 yards there for the score. Actually about 65, I should say. And that gives Unitigo a 27-0 lead with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. And on to kick the extra point here after a Delhi player was hurt. We can report he got up, walked off onto the field under his own power. Absolutely great to see there. Damian Whitehill Archibald is out to attempt his second extra point of the first quarter. And a high snap. Winchester has to pull it down. Throws to the end zone for a diving player on the far side. It was Nate Wilsey. And off his fingertips and out of bounds. So that will keep it a 27-0 lead here for Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. So Unitigo with a 27-0 lead here, 1 minute to go, first quarter. Two touchdowns for Tanner Winchester, one for Nate Wilsey, one for Josh Firebend. So four TDs in the first quarter here for the Spartans as they will kick off to Delhi after the injured Delhi player made his way over to the sidelines. He's still being attended to, but good to see walked off under his own power. So Unitigo will kick off to Delhi. Delhi will go left to right here. And they've just had a little trouble settling in, although on their last drive, a couple of nice pass plays and worked their way all the way down to the Unitigo 30-yard line before going for it on fourth down and coming up about a yard short. So maybe Delhi starting to settle in here on offense, but they're going to have to find a way on defense to try to shut down some of these weapons that Unitigo has between Marzell, Winchester, Wilsey, and Firebend. So Unitigo will kick off. And it's a high kick, which will be fielded by Trey Mossert back at the 15-yard line of Delhi. Bounces to the left as he tries to go left to right. And does a nice little 180 there, gets away, but he just gets swallowed up by a sea of Unitigo green and black. And he's brought down on the play. So Delhi will start at their own 15-yard line with 48 seconds to go in the quarter. 27-0. Unitigo on top. And just a score from out of town here. Looks like Sydney is on top of Seton Catholic down in Binghamton, 14-7, with 1 minute left in the first quarter there. So if you were looking for a score update between Sydney and Seton down at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, the Warriors with a 14-7 lead with 1 minute left in the first quarter. And Trey Mossert just a little slow to get up there. Maybe looked like he had a problem with his cleat. As he coming over towards the sideline, he's actually going to stay in on the play. 48 seconds to go in the first quarter, so now Delhi starting deep in their own end, about the 18-yard line on this first and 10 for the Bulldogs as they look to get things going. Dylan Cumpston in the shotgun. He'll throw on first down. Was looking for Nate Dennison. Dennison a little too far in front of the throw. Couldn't reach back and snag it. That'll bring up a second and 10. Here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And so Delhi throwing the ball, not afraid to throw it here tonight. As Cumpston has opted to go for a lot of those short little passing plays, he's had a couple of longer connections, one for 11 yards, one for 15, but still nothing to show for it so far on the scoreboard here for the Bulldogs. They trail 27-0. 40 seconds to go first quarter, and they try to run it up the middle here with Trey Mossert for a gain of about one on the play. So Mossert, his third run of the night. And Mossert with about 3 yards on three attempts so far. Down to 25 seconds to go in the quarter, and this will bring up a 3rd and 9 here for Delhi deep in their own territory. Cumston barking out some signals to his receivers. He's got one to the left, two to the left, and two to the right. Cumston with 10 seconds to go in the quarter will fake the handoff. He'll keep it himself and run it up the gut. This will be a first down and more for Delhi. Gets all the way up to the 35-yard line. And with 1 second left in the quarter, Delhi will pick up a first down on a little quarterback keeper there in a 15-yard play for Dylan Cumston. So Cumston didn't have much to do in terms of passing the ball there. Really nowhere to go, and he saw a hole right up the middle and was able to run and get through the secondary. And now the 1 second will tick off the clock, and that'll do it for the end of the first quarter. Unitigo with 4 touchdowns, and they lead Delhi 27-0. We'll step away here. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter here under the lights. Friday night football at Unitigo High School. And the Spartans with a 27-0 lead as they just had an explosive first quarter. 2 touchdowns for Tanner Winchester, 1 for Nate Wilsey, and 1 for Josh Firebend on a quarterback keeper. So start of the second quarter and a first down here for Delhi as they switch ends of the field. Delhi now going right to left on your radio dial, and they'll try a run to Cumston on first down. A handoff to Mossert from Cumston. He'll pick up 1 on the play. Another update as Seton Catholic was able to score again, 14-13 there. Sydney on top down in Binghamton at the end of the first. Was wondering how Sydney was going to do tonight, having the tall task of wrapping up Seton running back Sam Crowley, who we saw a couple of weeks ago ran all over Harpersville Afton. Although the Hornets were able to win that contest, he was a heck of a running back. So Sydney has their hands full, but they are ahead 14-13 at the end of the first quarter. Second down here, and an incomplete pass for Delhi as Ryan Marzell broke through the line and was able to get a piece of it with his fingertips as they tried to pass to the outside there for Nick Marino. 11:21 to go, second quarter. Unitigo on top of Delhi, 27-0 here at Unitigo. This will bring up a 3rd and 10 as Delhi is at their own 35-yard line going right to left. They're in the white uniforms tonight, the white pants, the white helmet. Unitigo in the black pants, the white helmet with the U on the side, and also that Spartan green top. And so here it is, 3rd and 10. Cumston in the shotgun. His heels are about on his own 31-yard line. He'll pass on 3rd down up over the middle and almost intercepted there by Marzell of Unitigo off his hands. And that'll bring up a 4th down here for the Bulldogs with 11:14 to go, second quarter, and they trail Unitigo 27-0. And so it looks like Delhi will punt it away with Matt Inst, who is back deep to punt for the Bulldogs at about his own 20-yard line. Winchester is deep back at the Unitigo 30 waiting to receive the kick. Delhi getting set in their formation to punt the ball away. Inst waiting for it as Delhi sets up the block. Winchester is the lone guy back to receive. Enst just gets this one away as Ethan Barber was trying to get in there and almost got his fingertips on it for a block. Winchester will let this one go, and it takes a Delhi bounce all the way down to the 24-yard line, and Unitego will start at their own 24. 11:01 to go in the second quarter. It's Unitego on top 27-0 over Delhi. We'll keep it right here. Thanks for listening tonight on WCDO and also on WCDOsports.com. Want to say hello to Sonora, California, joining us tonight here on CDOsports.com. Also, several local listeners on our stream and a listener down in New York City. Welcome in to all our listeners tonight on WCDOsports.com. And a pass now on first down here for Unitego. And they'll look to pick up a first down. They'll be a little short, maybe just reaching for it. They might get it as they pass off to Kyle Spaulding, his first reception of the night, as Spaulding will pick up about 9 on the play. So Firebend has attempted to pass 5 times and has 5 completions so far tonight here for Unitego. 10:30 to go, second quarter. Unitego on top 27-0. They go left to right. He'll throw now and looks to the far side for Marzell. He hauls it in, stays on his feet. Marzell down the left side, just tripped up at the last second as he gets down to the 15-yard line. And Marzell a little slow to get up here. Looked like he wanted the back of the end zone. Just got tripped up. And Unitego, of course, holding their breaths collectively, waiting for Marzell to get up. But he is a very tough cookie. Bounces up and limping a little bit on the play here. We'll see if Marzell can just walk this one off as he heads over to the sideline. 10:17 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-0. Unitego driving once again as the ball all the way down to the Delhi 15-yard line. Nice hookup connection there from Firebend to Marzell down the left side for a gain of about 40. So a nice catch by Marzell, his third catch of the night. He has 60 yards receiving on 3 catches. Firebend on 1st and 10 will loft one towards the end zone for Winchester, and he is in. Touchdown for Unitego. Caught one over the middle. His third touchdown of the night for Tanner Winchester. Just 2 minutes gone in this second quarter, and Unitego continues to cushion their lead. It's up to 33-0. So just 2 minutes into the second, Winchester will pick up his third touchdown here of the night. And the fireworks continuing to blast off here every time Unitego scores to our left, just up over the end zone. And so the extra point, the hold is down and up, and it is good. That'll give Unitego a 34-0 lead as Damian Whitehill Archibald comes on and gets another extra point. He's attempted 2, and he's gotten 2 through the uprights here. So it's 34-0, Unitego on top of Delhi. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
34-0, Unitego on top of Delhi. 9:51 to go, second quarter. As Unitego kicked off, Trey Mossert with a nice return all the way into Unitego territory and down to the 43-yard line. So Mossert with an excellent return there. And we saw this on the last play. Mossert maybe having trouble with his cleats. He actually comes off with the cleat off to the sideline here. Looks like he'll have to get some tape on that and try to tie and tape that one up to get back in the game. He's a big part of this Delhi offense, and they'll need him back out there. So a 1st and 10 for Delhi as they go right to left. It's a quarterback keeper here for Cumpston. Pushed to the outside, and he is tackled for a loss of 1 at the 45-yard line. Delhi into Unitigo territory. So the clock continuing to run. 9:30 to go here in the second quarter. Unitigo on top of Delhi by a score of 34-0. Three touchdowns for Tanner Winchester here in the first half, one for Nate Wilsey, and one for Josh Firebend. So a second down and 10 now for the Bulldogs. Dylan Cumston, junior QB, in the shotgun. Ball is on the 45-yard line. Cumston has some pressure after him. He escapes it, throws a little waffle pass over to the near side, and just sneaks that one out of bounds. Nobody really that was able to get over there to catch for Delhi. Just threw it away. 8:59 to go in the second. 34-0 lead for Unitigo over Delhi. Unitigo ranked 11th in the state this week by the New York State Sports Writers poll. Walton, the other local team in Class D that is ranked 8th. And we will see Walton tomorrow, 1:30 kickoff, as they host Deposit Hancock. And Deposit Hancock handed Walton a loss 13-12 last year. And we've heard a lot from the Walton players saying they are excited for another chance at the Eagles. So a third down play, and they'll roll to the right, and a pass for Delhi goes out of bounds, tipped off the fingertips there of the Unitigo defense, and that will bring up a fourth down for the Bulldogs, and it's decision time for head coach Matt Newman. 8:35 to go in this second quarter, and Cumston waiting for the signal from the sideline. Cumston was not the quarterback who started the season under center for Delhi. That was Connor Giaffi, a junior who hurt his hip in the first game of the season and has not played since. We see him in street clothes and wearing his uniform here tonight, just his top jersey. But he has not played since, and Cumston has stepped in and done a very nice job for the Bulldogs. So on fourth down, they'll go for it, and they throw, and that'll bring up a first down as they're able to get the completion and get it up over the line there for Delhi. So Austin Hitchcock there with the catch for the Bulldogs. That'll bring up, actually, Hitchcock, it looked like just a little short there. And so Unitigo now will take over on downs with 8 minutes to go in this second quarter. They lead 34-0, and they start from their own 40-yard line. So Firebend will hand off here to Winchester. He'll bounce to the outside. Now will make it to midfield. Steps over one man, stays in bounds at the 45, now to the 40 before being pushed out. So Winchester on first down will pick up about 15, maybe a little more. So a nice rush there for Tanner Winchester, and that will get Unitigo back into Delhi territory again. I thought Delhi had maybe picked up that first down, but they had just come up a little short again as they went for it on fourth down. Second time they've tried that, and turnover on downs. Pass to the outside, and a completion here for Kyle Spaulding, and Spaulding will pick up about a gain of 8 on the play. So Josh Firebend continuing to sling the ball around here. Second reception of the night for Spaulding. Spaulding, 2 catches now for 17 yards. Another update between Sidney and Seton Catholic. Seton Catholic now on top 19-14 in the second quarter as they're able to score again there. 7:05 to go in the second quarter, and a play here for Unitigo on second down will go to Ryan Marzell through the air, and he'll pick up a first down. Ball on the Unitigo 26-yard line as they go left to right. So a first down now for Unitigo, as Firebend continuing to sling it around here to the arsenal of weapons that he has. He's flushed out of the pocket on first down, going left to right, looking for a receiver across the middle, and it's into the back of the end zone, and a touchdown here for Unitigo. Again, into the back of the end zone. Firebend on the run is able to direct his receivers where he wants them to go, and Jared Jones will haul this one in. And Unitigo, another TD here in the first half. That makes it 40-0 with 6:38 to go in the second quarter. So Jared Jones scores here for Unitigo, and that increases the lead to 40-0. Damian Whitehill Archibald is on, and the extra point is blocked this time. Nice job by Delhi to crash through the line and get their hands up to knock that one down. 6:38 to go. Second quarter, we'll take a break. It's Unitigo leading Delhi 40-0 here on WCDO.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand-name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. So another Unitigo touchdown, this one by Jared Jones. 6:38 to go in the second quarter, and that gives Unitigo a 40-0 lead here over Delhi as they kick off. Delhi will pick it up, and nice little return here up to the 25-yard line for the Bulldogs after a big kickup, big kickoff. Sean Gillespie will work his way up to the 25-yard line, and that's where Delhi will start things off as they trail 40-0. They've got some things going offensively, and a couple of drives have just stalled once they've gotten into Unitigo territory. 6:25 to go here in the second quarter. Jared Jones with the touchdown, his first of the evening here for Unitigo. So three touchdowns for Tanner Winchester, one for Nate Wilsey, one for the QB, Josh Firebend, and then Jared Jones able to find the back of the end zone for Unitigo as Firebend just directing all his guys around out there for that touchdown. Delhi now will have a little quarterback keeper on first down, faking the handoff there to Trey Mossard, and Cumpston will run it up the middle for a gain of two to about the Delhi 32-yard line as they go right to left. And so the running play there by Cumpston picks up about two on the play. He has four rushes on the night for just about 18 yards so far. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Second down and about eight here for Delhi. Cumpston, off a nice block, will work his way up to the 38-yard line. Close to a first down here for Delhi. It looks like it'll be a third and inches after a pickup of about seven there for Cumpston. 5:25 to go. Clock continuing to run here deep in this second quarter as we approach halftime. You'll want to stay tuned for our halftime show here on CDO, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. We'll try to get you some more scores, especially from that Sydney and Seton game down in Binghamton. So we've been getting some updates from that. Last we checked, Seton on top of Sydney 19-14. And on this third and short, the snap to Cumpston. He'll work his way forward and will be very close to a first down. He bobbled the snap, had to go into the backfield. I don't think he got it. We'll see what the spot is here or if they'll bring out the chain gang. This will bring up a fourth down here as they won't bring out the chain gang, I don't believe. 4:38 to go in the second quarter. Matt Newman, head coach here for Delhi in his first year after taking over for longtime head coach Dave Kelly, who's now an assistant with Bainbridge Guilford, sends in the play on a fourth and short. They will throw on the fourth and short. They will easily pick up the first down and a little bit more here to Nick Marino, and he hauls his way up to midfield, and a first down here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Well-designed play there out of the shotgun, just a little pass to the left, and Marino is able to pick up the first down, the ball to midfield. 4:15 to go before halftime. Unitigo is on top of Delhi 40-0. So a gain of about 10 on the play there for Marino. He has two catches tonight for 21 yards. And here's Cumpston back in the shotgun again. He'll loft this one up high in the air and just through the fingertips there of Austin Hitchcock. Good coverage on the play by Kyle Spaulding of Unitigo. Hitchcock, if he could have pulled that down, would have had a nice first down for Delhi. Delhi going right to left on your radio dial here with 3:55 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading Delhi 40-0 under the lights here at Unitigo. Ball is at midfield as Delhi has possession, and they go right to left. Getting the play on 2nd and 10 from the sideline. Call coming in. Cumston barking out some signals here as he checks the play on his wristband. Clock is running down to 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Cumston in the shotgun. Little keeper here bounces to the left. He crosses midfield. Really has nowhere to go, though, as, again, a sea of green and black converging on him. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play for Cumston. So Cumston and Trey Mossert doing a majority of the work from the quarterback and running back positions here for Delhi. This will bring up about a 3rd and 8 here for Delhi at midfield as they go right to left. Ball is exactly on the 50-yard line. Cumston will hand it off to Mossert. He fumbles as he gets to the line, and Unitigo will pick it up there as the ball was lying on the turf, and falling onto it there was Dylan McAdams for Unitigo. And so the Spartans will pick up possession, it looks like, here. Actually, it looks like under the pile there that Delhi was able to gather it back up. So 2:35 to go in the second quarter, but still a fourth down here for Delhi. Looked like Unitigo was going to be able to fall on that one, but the Bulldogs at the bottom of the pile able to pull it back. So now a 4th and 10 here for Delhi at midfield. They pass to the far side and over the outstretched hands of the Delhi receiver onto the far side. That was Marino again, and now a turnover on downs here for the Bulldogs at exactly midfield. 2:18 to go before the half, and it's 40-0. Unitigo leading Delhi in front of a nice crowd here tonight at Unitigo High School under the lights. We'll have more football for you tomorrow. If you need a Saturday afternoon fix, it'll be Walton hosting Deposit Hancock at 1:30 with our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show starting at 1:15. So Firebend will not come in to quarterback here on this drive for Unitigo as Jared Smith, the sophomore, came in, and on first down his pass is batted down. So Jared Smith, the first time we've seen him this season play QB, as Unitigo opting for some different looks here. With 2 minutes to go, a clock continuing to tick down towards halftime, they lead Delhi 40-0. 2nd and 10, as Smith is under center, and he'll hand off. Now a little quarterback keeper has nowhere to go, and maybe picks up about a gain of 1 as he fakes the handoff. And so Unitigo going with a little bit of a different look here. Trying a pass on first down that was batted down, and a run on second down, both by Jared Smith. Two wide receivers to the left and two to the right as Unitigo is putting in a whole different slew of guys here. And now on 3rd down and 10, pass is bobbled and to the near side looking for Seth Burnham off his fingertips, again off the pass from Jared Smith. Minute 20 to go before the half, and it's 40-0 as Unitigo. Josh Firebend staying on the bench, and Jared Smith coming in, 5'9", 170, sophomore QB. He's back and will throw to the far side and off the outstretched hands of a Delhi defender on that far side. And that'll bring up 4th down. And Unitigo will actually turn it over on downs here, as that was 4th down. So 1:07 to go before the half, and it's 40-0. And Delhi will take back over. So Unitigo bringing in some different guys there, trying to get some different guys some reps, and they go 4 and out. And Delhi will take back over at their own 49-yard line, going right to left, with 1 minute to go before the half. Cumston is under center, drops back, throws to his right, and intercepted here by Unitigo. Down the left side as they go left to right, looking for the back of the end zone, but shoved out of bounds is Braden Rofes with the interception there. Knocked out of bounds in a big defensive play there for Unitigo. So Rofes with a good play has the INT. And Unitigo will have a 1st down as they are into Delhi territory again with 48 seconds to go before the half. And coming in once again will be Jared Smith. Smith is under center now. Back into the shotgun. Smith on first down has nowhere to go as Matt Inst breaking through the line is able to make the tackle there. As Unitigo trying to hand off to Zach Youngs, also a sophomore, and had nowhere to go. 25 seconds to go before the half. This will bring up a second down and 10, maybe 11, about a loss of one on the play. As Youngs tried to go up the center. On second down, they try to hand it off again, once again. Nowhere to go. That'll bring up third and 10. Clock will continue to tick down, and that will do it for the first half. So a big offensive first half for Unitigo as they lead Delhi 40-0 here at the break. And it looks like maybe we'll see some of the Unitigo reserves in the second half going up against Delhi. Will that give the Bulldogs a chance to maybe crawl back into this game? They've had some good offensive pressure, just haven't been able to crack that Unitigo defense. Fireworks going off in the night sky here at Unitigo High School as they celebrate as they lead 40-0 here at the half over the Delhi Bulldogs. Make sure to stay tuned for a Mirabito halftime report coming up. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.